would you stand tonight? Would you clap your hands and give God praise in this house? Come on, it's time to lift up the name of Jesus in this place. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, what kind of church is this?
It's an apostolic church.
What kind of church is this?
It's an apostolic church.
What kind of church is this?
It's an apostolic church.
It's an
apostolic church. Hands clapping, foot stomping, church.
Apostolic.
Apostolic Pentecostal church.
What kind of church is this?
It's an apostolic church.
What kind of church is this? What kind of church is this?
It's an apostolic church.
Well, it's an
apostolic
church.
Head clapping.
Foot stomping.
Foot stomping. Church.
All running.
All running. Head clapping. Foot stomping. Church.
Apostolic.
Apostolic Pentecostal church.
What kind of church is this?
It's an apostolic church.
Makes me wanna dance.
Makes me wanna dance.
Praise Him while I have a chance.
wanna shout, makes me wanna clap my hands, makes me wanna run.
Oh.
Fall down on me from the pulpit to the back door. The
Anybody want the Holy Ghost to fall on you in this house? Come on, why don't you act like they did on the day of Pentecost? I'm not leaving here without the Holy Ghost. Come on, why don't you act like they did on the day of Pentecost? I'm not leaving this place until I'm talking full of the Holy Ghost. Come on, it's time for renewing of the Holy Ghost. Come on, it's time for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, you know how you get it? You got to praise Him for it. Come on, you know how you get a renewing? You got to lift up your voice and thank Him for it. Just like you got it the first time. Give Him glory in this house. Oh, if you're not ashamed to praise the Lord, let me see you clap your hands. If you're not ashamed to praise the Lord,
let me see you
stomp your feet. If you're not ashamed to praise the Lord,
let me see you wave your hands.
If you're not ashamed to praise the Lord,
let me see you leap for joy.
Oh, clap your hands, stomp your feet, wave your hands, leap for joy. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, wave your hands, leap for joy.
Oh, clap your hands, stomp your feet, wave your hands, leap for joy.
Leap for joy, leap for joy, leap for joy.
He broke the chains, I've got to
joy down in my soul. I've got to let Hallelujah. I'm convinced in this place all it takes is one. I'm convinced in this house, if you want to see the Holy Ghost fall, all it takes is one person saying, I'm going to get radical with my praise. I feel that in the Holy Ghost. I feel like Paul and Silas. I want to get radical with my praise at midnight. Somebody get radical. Come on, it just takes one. It just takes one. Who's it going to be in this house tonight? Who's going to step forward and say, I'm going to give everything I got in praise? Come on, we sang songs till we're blue in the face. Why don't you give God praise in this house? All it takes is one. Somebody give him praise. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. Somebody give him high praise in this house.
Oh, come on, let's praise him tonight. Come on, we're apostolic. We're Pentecostal, but can we worship like it tonight?
If you got it,
I got it.
Let me see you clap your hands.
I got it.
And if you got it,
I got it.
Let me see you wave your hands.
I got it.
Come on, anybody got the Holy Ghost in the house tonight?
I got it.
Let me see you wave your hands.
I got it.
And if you got it,
I got it.
Let me see you leap for joy.
Come on, let some horizontal anointing get a hold of us tonight. Come on, let some horizontal, that means us. Come on, that's from the singers to the congregation. And back up to Jesus tonight. Come on, everybody, praise him tonight. I feel a little bit of resistance against the devil's trying to stop us, but we're going to break through it tonight. Come on, we're going to break through it tonight. Oh, come on, don't let anything steal your praise. Don't let anything steal your praise tonight. Oh, if you got it, let him shout. If you got it, rejoice. If you got it, you ought to dance. We worship you, Jesus. Come on, let the staff feel the Spirit moving. And that's
I
all right.
Let the rocks cry out for me. I won't let the rocks cry out for me.
I won't let the rocks cry out for me.
I won't let the rocks cry out for me.
I won't let the rocks cry out for me.
I won't let the rocks cry out for me.
I won't let the rocks cry out for me. We got these sold out children of God in the house.
I won't let the rocks cry out for me. I won't let the rocks cry out for me. I won't let the rocks cry out for me.
I won't let the rocks cry out for me.
I won't let the rocks cry out for me. I won't let the rocks cry out for me.
Come on right now, all over the house. Every Holy Ghost filled child of God, lift your voice, lift your hands. Come on, lift your spirit tonight. Oh, yeah, I feel the Holy Ghost moving tonight. I believe he wants to bless tonight. I believe he wants to do a work in the house tonight. Oh. My God. Come on, give him glory. Why don't we want to shout? Why would we not want to run? Why would we not want to rejoice? Why would we not want to give him praise tonight? I want to do it all over the house tonight. Come on, I pray. Let the Holy Ghost. Come on, you gotta grab your kids tonight and have church. Come on, rejoice tonight. Lord, I worship you, Jesus.
Who wouldn't want to have church like this? Who wouldn't want to have church like this?
Hey, this is the kind of church the devil don't like. This is the kind of worship the devil don't like. I don't care what the devil don't like. We're going to do it by Jesus' name. Come on, praise him. Come on, cut loose for just a little bit right now. Come on, cut loose for a little bit right now.
Shout like he did it.
Come on, if you have a need, shout like he answered it tonight. Come on, if you have a need, shout like he answered it tonight. If you need a healing, shout like he did it tonight. Come on, let's have a little bit of a praise break tonight. Come on, let's have a little bit of a shout tonight. Oh, we worship you, Savior. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands and give him glory. Come on, we worship you, Jesus. Come on, worship him. Come on, worship him. We've done it with the music. Can we do it without the music? Come on, we've done it with the beat. Can we do it without the beat? Can we give a moment for the musicians to praise him? Oh, my God. There's something about my praise. There's something about your praise that he loves. Come on, do it in the face of every lying devil. Do it in the face of every lying devil. Do it in the face of every doubt, every fear, every unbelief. Oh, somebody ought to break through tonight. Hey, this may be all we do tonight. You might as well get everything you can out of it. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Come on, shout for God's giving you the city. Shout because God's giving you a breakthrough. Shout because God's giving you victory tonight. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. There's no telling what can happen in this service right now. Come on, if we get in one mind and one accord, if we can get in one mind and one accord, there's no telling what can break in the Spirit. There's no telling what can break in the Holy Ghost right now. Oh, come on, surrender everything right now. Don't hold back. Come on, don't hold back. God, I want it tonight. I came for a miracle. I came for a miracle. I got a job need. I got a financial need. I got a soul need. I got a lost city need. Come on, let it happen amongst the young people. Let it happen amongst the families. Let it happen amongst the grandpas and grandmas. Let it happen in the broken homes. Let it happen in the split homes tonight. Who wouldn't want to come to church and feel the power of the Holy Ghost tonight? Come on, I believe God's okay if this turns into a prayer meeting tonight. Come on, I believe God's all right if we turn our praise into a breakthrough tonight. Come on, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises, and foundations began to shake. Walls began to rumble. Doors began to open. Come on, there's no telling what God can do in this house tonight. Let's give God praise in the house tonight. Come on, he's worthy. Come on, he's worthy. I'm not going to preach tonight. I think the Holy Ghost has already done what he wanted to do. But I am going to give you what I feel he laid on my heart. And I put some stuff with it. Maybe one day we'll preach this. But this has been the theme going through my mind for the last few days. And I'm not even going to read the context of it. Doesn't matter at this point. But in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 19, concerning all the things that were just said prior to, those that erred, those that were like a canker, those that came up against, they increased in ungodliness. But he said this, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. That word seal means signet or a fence or a mark, a stamp, an impression. That means to block up. This is mine. I've sealed this for me. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. What does that mean, Pastor? I'm going to tell you what it means. He knows, he sees, and he understands. We don't have a high priest that can't be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what it feels like to go through trouble. He knows what it feels like to go through anxiety and through and agony. He knows what it feels like. And there, the Bible tells there's no searching of his understanding. He's omniscient. That's not omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows everything. And so he knows what you're going through right now in this moment. He knows your thoughts. He knows your doubts. He knows your fears. He knows your hopes. He knows your faith. He knows your dreams. He knows your desires. And he moved in this house tonight. I wanted to lay it on your heart that I know who you are. I've got you sealed. I've got you marked. I've got my name on you. Come on, his understanding is infinite. Psalm Romans chapter 11, verse number 33 said, oh, the depth of the riches both of his wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments. His ways are past finding out. 1 John 3:20, for God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Psalm 139, he said, thou knowest my down sitting, mine uprising, thou knowest my thoughts afar off. He goes down in verse number 6 and says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. And where shall I go from thy spirit? Where am I going to go that you're not with me? If I flee from thy presence, and where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, can I just tell somebody tonight, if you feel like you're going through hell, God's with you. God knows what you're going through. God knows what you're facing, and he's with you. He said, I'm not only with you, but I got you sealed. I've got you taken care of. I got you covered. Come on, somebody, tonight the Holy Ghost just wants you to know he knows who are his. He knows what his people are going through. He knows what his people are facing. He knows what your heart's thinking about tonight, the desires of your heart. He knows it all. Having this seal, God knows our purpose. He knows our way. The Bible says he knows the way that I take. That's not just a song. The scripture tells us. He knows the way that I take, and the ways of a good man, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And here's the other thing that God knows. He knows how to deliver them that trust in him. He knows how to get us through it. If we'll just, the only thing that God doesn't know, and this is just a side note, he said, is there a God beside me? I know not any. That's the only thing he doesn't know. There's no other God beside me, and I am a deliverer, and I am a way maker, and I am a healer, and I am a provider. There's nobody else beside me, so I'm just wanting to tell you tonight, God knows the job you need. God knows the house you need to live in. God knows the financial needs you have. In fact, he knows the checks that are coming that you don't even know are coming. He knows the bills that, my God, somebody needs to get a revelation of this tonight. God knows the bills that are coming due, and he'll make a way when there is no way. He can create something out of nothing. He can make it happen because he knows what you have need. I might as well just preach it tonight. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. He knows you need clothes. He knows you need a house. He knows you need transportation. He knows you need finances. He said, I got all that covered. You just seek me first, and I'll take care of it all. Anybody got a joy about that tonight? Anybody feel excited about that tonight? Come on, you can shout because God has you sealed. God has you taken care of. You can rejoice tonight because God knows what you're going through and he's going to provide it. My God, before you even know you have the need. Oh, we're sealed tonight. We have a seal of the Lord on us. I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I know that. Praise God. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. He said he knows what we have need of before we even ask. Can I tell you, he knows what we have need of before we even know we're going to have a need. Saw a man last night, and he said, do you have any questions? I said, I don't know what I don't know. All I got's questions. Just Ray and I were talking tonight before church. We're talking about this building thing, and we got like $3,800 left on the loan before it's maxed out. And haven't heard from the bank yet what's going to happen. I'm not worried about it. So why aren't you worried about it? Because I guess I'm too dumb to worry about it. I got too much faith to worry about it. It's not my problem. Take no thought for tomorrow. I mean, hey, it's not my deal anyway. It's God's deal. But we can always think worst case scenario. I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. But God's already been there. I don't know where the answer's coming from, but God's already done the work. And he knows. See, we can go back right now and go through all the computer and all the data, and we can try to figure out, even with lost receipts and kind of what's this and what's that, God knows it all. No, I'm telling you, some of you don't believe that, but God knows it all. He knows all the stars, and he knows them by name. He put them where they are, and he knows, if he can know the stars in the universe, he knows the hairs on our head, he knows what we have need of. And guess what? He knows I'm his, and he knows that he's mine. My sheep know my voice, and I know them, and they know me. I thank God for it tonight. Anybody thankful for what the Lord has done? Anybody thankful that God's got you covered? God's got you taken care of? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Go ahead and be seated. We're going to do the announcements and the offering and all of that. Ushers, give me some ushers that can prepare tonight. I'm excited about what God is doing for our church. Hey, excited, nerve. Anybody ever had nervous anticipation? I don't know how it's going to turn out, but it's going to turn out somehow. I don't know if it's going to fall together or fall apart. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know this. I'm excited to see what God's going to do. I'm excited to see what God is doing. And I'm excited to see what God's going to do. And I just feel like something good's about to happen. I want to say it again. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like, so I feel the Holy Ghost in there right now. I just feel like something good is on its way. Come on, he's promised he'll open all of heaven. And brother and sister, Bible Pentecostal Church, Cornerstone Pentecostal Church, this could be that very day. Oh, give him praise. Give him glory. We can worship him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Don't forget your daily prayer, your Bible reading, your fasting as often as you can. Don't forget to invite someone to the house of God. I know it's difficult. I know our service schedule is difficult to invite people to the house of God, but hungry people are out there, and hungry people will come. Hungry people will make their way, and they already have. They already are right now. They're hungry for it. And God's got more of them out there. So be about the Father's business. Make sure you're doing your part. Northwest Apostolic Men's Conference coming rapidly upon us, the 20th and 21st of March. It's going to be a great time in the Holy Ghost. We got people coming from Phoenix, Arizona to come to Men's Conference. And I don't even know who they are. they saw the speakers. They saw the services. And there, 3 or 4 men are coming up. So men, be faithful to that. Be a part of that. We'll be setting up on Friday, so we're going to need some help on Friday the 20th to get that ready. Nampa Civic Center. And hopefully this is our last year having to rent that building. And if we outgrow our sanctuary, we'll just have it in the next building. In fact, I was at a place last night that the Morton building had a booth there, and I thought, well, I wonder if that guy even recognizes me or whatever. And so I walked up to him and said, hey, man, it's good to see you. It's good to see you, too. Called my name, and he said, I've been driving by your church. He said, man, you guys have done an amazing job. This is a barn builder, but they also build churches. He said, we were doing, the company-wide, they were doing one church a month along with all of their barns and businesses and whatever. He said, so, you know, what? They've been watching. And he said, you guys have done an amazing job. It looks great. He goes, I can't believe. And I told him how many people are working on it and the time we're doing it. He said, man, you guys could put us out of business. I said, well, that's not the plan. The plan is to have church and put the devil out of business. Amen. But we're looking forward to the next phase. So, Pastor, we haven't finished this one. Without vision, the people perish. The only relief we're going to get by moving in this new building is that we have someplace to have church that's our own while we're doing the next one. However, that has to happen. And I don't know, but God knows. So that's what we're doing. So we're thankful for all of that. Let's stand together tonight. Let's pray for the offering. Let's thank God for what he's done. Let's first thank God for what he's done. Let's ask him to bless the gift and the giver tonight. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Savior, we love you. We thank you for what we feel in this house. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for your seal. We thank you for the confidence, God. We thank you for the assurance, Jesus, that you're with us and never going to forsake us. We ask you to bless the gift and the giver tonight in Jesus' name. Come on and sing and worship as the ushers come. In the house? Anybody feel freedom in the house? your name. Come on, let's lift our hands and give God praise. Come on, from the front to the back, from the left to the right. Come on, the Spirit's moving in this house. You Jesus, clap your hands, all you people. Come on, clap your hands, all you people, and shout it to God with a voice. I feel victory in this place. I feel revival in this house. I feel answers are coming. I feel that in the Holy Ghost right now. I feel answers are coming. I feel answers are coming. I just got a feeling something good. I want to say it again. I got a feeling something good is about to happen. I believe we're going to have a testimony from what happens out of this service tonight. I believe we're going to have some testimonies of things that came out of this service tonight. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It is good to see that everyone remembered to spring forward today. You know, you think that it wouldn't be possible for people to miss church on a Sunday night, but it has happened. It has happened. It happened last year. People got here when service was being dismissed and said, oh, what happened? Well, you didn't spring forward. But got to sleep in today. The light's still out. God's still good. Amen. Spend some time in fellowship tonight. The night is yet young, so spend some time greeting one another in Jesus' name.
Where do you stand? Who's on the Lord's side?